Michael Bozy. Welcome to another episode of Marketing Without the Marketing. Really appreciate that you're here as always. You know, I love working with the folks that I work with because, you know, they're passionate. They started a business around a great idea. You know, I love that concept where you set out to try to offer something to others. And yes, you need some of them to pay you, right? In content marketing, not all of them are going to pay you. And point of fact, it's probably going to be a small percentage of that, but you can build a business around this. But the thing I want to talk about today is the concept that payment comes in many forms. Now, money is great. Everyone loves to get paid in money, but it's not the only goal of content marketing. Now, I may have lost some of you right there. You may say, hey, look, I'm trying to run a business here. If people are not going to pay me, I'm out of here. But if you'll stick with me for just a minute, let me explain how to adjust your thinking about this and why. Everything is an exchange of value, right? You derive value from more than just money now. And this is in terms of content marketing, of course. And actually, I'd argue that it's always been that way, but the digital world really brings this all to the forefront. So let's talk about the way that I think of this in terms of sort of a payment scale, right? There's payment comes in a variety of forms, and I look at it as sort of a tiered scale, if you will, right? So the first layer would be attention. Then you move up to the second, which is advocacy. The third, which is capital or money. And the fourth goes beyond that, which is loyalty. Let me go through each of these. Okay, so first, attention. Spent some time on this in the past couple episodes, but there's a lot of noise out there. And now it's extremely difficult to get noticed. That means that attention is incredibly scarce now. And that means if it's scarce, that it has increased in value. And that means that now you've got to pay, if you will. You got to pay more for that up front by providing value, like I said in the last episode. And you've got to do that generously. You got to do that without expecting anything in return. And why? Because, you know, why would someone give you his or her attention now when there are so many other things that are competing for that attention? It has some value and you got to earn that. But that's the first tier. And it's worth only so much, right? There's only so much that you can do with that attention. All right, so let's move up the scale to advocacy. Once you've earned someone's attention, now you've got to earn their trust. Okay, this is the difficult part. Traditional marketing tends to focus on attention. Do I have your attention? You know, think about advertising, right? Did you see the billboard as you drove by? That's a little bit of attention. It's worth something. I think there's tons of folks who have, you know, have tuned it out who are not paying attention to the billboard or the ad or the radio spot or the television commercial. I mean, how many times do you hit mute on the TV commercial, right? We're good at ignoring this stuff. So I would say that it's not really that worth it to pay for that, especially if you're a small player. But let's get back to advocacy. If you're going to do this, if you're going to get people to advocate on your behalf, not only do you have to deliver value, not only do you have to be consistent about it, but you've actually got to get people all charged up, get them all excited, and then, you know, start to make them depend on that, right? So this is the whole point about consistency. If you're delivering great value, and that value, even if you're delivering that for free up front, and you're doing things that people want to talk about, by definition, remarkable, then they're going to go and tell their peers. This whole concept, immensely effective. Much more so than anything you can do or say about yourself. When someone else is talking about you, they're going to be way more credible than you can ever be. And of course, right? Because you're not exactly, you know, a disinterested party, right? But if someone else is talking about your business to a friend or family member or colleague or whatever, that's kind of the holy grail. Because that's where this whole thing with content marketing can actually take off. And you can start to see that curve really start to jump and accelerate up. All right, let's move up the scale to capital, money. This one's obvious. You know, if you've earned enough trust that someone's going to pay you for it, you win, right? Or, I mean, that's kind of the whole point. If you're building a business, you got to get paid. And if you've done that and content marketing is working, fantastic. I mean, it's insanely difficult to get to this stage, right? It takes a long time, but this is the ultimate goal. All right, I shouldn't say ultimate because actually to me there is one more stage and that's loyalty, right? It's great that you're getting paid. That's fantastic, right? But getting a customer is way different than keeping a customer. Getting a customer is really difficult, but keeping a customer is tough too, right? I mean, once there's money involved, the dynamic shifts, right? If you've been giving stuff away for free, you know, and people sort of, you know, have come to expect it, that exchange of value starts to change once there's money involved. And now the customer is going to start to expect more of you, and kind of rightfully so, right? They're paying you now. And now, you know, keeping that customer happy is going to be a little bit more difficult. And you've got to make sure that exchange of value is still working in their favor, right? Price is not really the important thing here, right? It's all about the exchange of value. If I'm providing something to you, and I feel like, hey, you're paying me a good price or a good rate, and you are psyched about it because I'm solving a problem for you, then both sides are happy. It's a good deal from both sides, and that's where you want to get to. And, you know, loyalty is worth a lot more because if you're getting paid and you have someone who's loyal, now you can start to depend on that as a revenue stream. So that I would call sort of the fourth tier of this. Okay, to summarize, here are the big takeaways, right? Attention's worth a lot, but it's still at the low end of the scale. Advocacy is worth more than attention and sometimes worth more than money itself because it can sort of start to self-replicate. It can start to accelerate your content marketing. And you'll only be able to capitalize if you've earned trust, but trust isn't everything. If you want to keep a customer, you got to keep it going, and that's loyalty. This kind of changes your sales and marketing strategy though, doesn't it, right? I mean, sure, you've got to drive awareness. I got to know about your business, especially as a new player. If I don't know about your business, there's no chance that I'm going to buy something from you, right? That's the first stage. But moving up the scale, building trust, I mean, that's going to be hard for you to do on your own. Yes, you can keep providing value, provide value, but this whole thing will start to accelerate if you get the help from others. So that means that, you know, it's not just about connecting with, you know, with potential customers directly. That's the way it was done in the past. I'm talking to you directly via an ad, a billboard, radio spot, television commercial, cold call, whatever. But when I do that, that's me talking about me. You have no reason to believe me when I'm talking about myself. But when someone else is doing it, someone else is like, hey, this guy's really smart. This guy helped my business, whatever. Now, all of a sudden, I've got someone vouching for me, and that can make a huge difference. So that means that you got to be reaching influencers, not just your audience, right? You got to find these folks, the folks who have their own audience. Now, keep in mind, as I said in a prior episode, these audiences don't have to be large. You can get an endorsement from a star blogger with a huge following, someone with a large Twitter following, someone who's got the attention of an audience. You know, by definition, they're influencing those folks, right? If they've got attention, people like what they're doing, they've created their own little ecosystem. And if they insert you into that, that's fantastic. If they've got the attention, they've got the credibility, they've got the trust, now all of a sudden you're sort of trading on their trust. And the cool thing is that in the new world, this can happen with relatively small audiences. Now, strategically, it's easier to get the attention of, you know, someone with a small audience, someone who's an influencer in their own sphere. And then all you're going to have to do is replicate that over and over again. Suppose you're able to get influencers with small audiences. The cool thing about this is with digital, you can scale this. You can do that 100 times over fairly easily. That used to be really, really difficult back in the 20th century. Now, it's just about your story. You know, how you tell your story, what are the nuances around that? Are you connecting with customers or your readers or viewers or listeners or whatever? You know, it's about your own audience, and it's about how you build those relationships with those folks. And that right there is what content marketing is all about. In the digital world, credibility does not need to scale. It just needs to travel from node to node in the hands of influencers, right? There's virtually zero carrying cost now in communication. This was not the case in the past. This is something you got to take advantage of, right? It's not free. It does cost time and effort, but the ability to make these connections and start earning trust is there. So work your way up this hierarchy from attention to advocacy to capital, and then, you know, the ultimate thing where you've got a loyal customer. It all starts again by providing real value, doing it with a genuine intent, building real trust at every step along the way. And when you start to see the signs, right, when you're getting attention and you start to see that, you know, start to transition from attention to advocacy, you know, you start to see people sharing your stuff because they're getting value, right? That's evidence. It's evidence that they're getting value because they want to share it now. And the cool thing is when you start to see that transition, when you start to see advocacy take root, then you've got a chance at monetization. It's not a guarantee by any means. There are a lot of things you can mess up along the way there, but you can't monetize the business or your product until you start to see trust and people sharing it. It won't happen fast enough otherwise. So it's a really good sign if you can get there. Okay, so I think I'll leave it there. Now, I know that you're an influencer too in your own social sphere. So please, if you don't mind, help other people find this podcast, especially if you found it to be helpful. I would really, really appreciate that. Review or rating in iTunes, share it on social media. Please don't keep it to yourself. Share it. My goal here is to help a lot of people use content marketing and have success in their business. So if you find it to be worthwhile, hey, like I said, I live what I teach. It's got to be worthwhile if you're going to share it. But if you take a moment, that'd be awesome. All right. So thanks so much. You guys are great. I just love my audience. Can't wait to do the next episode. We'll see you then.